Today we'll be discussing a very interesting shaila, and that is whether you're allowed to live in Yericho today. Before we begin, as always, this should not be relied upon for halacha psak, and the Rav should be consulted. So today we're going to be discussing the question of whether you're allowed to live in Yericho from a halachic perspective. It's probably not safe, but from a halachic perspective, is there an issue? So the pasuk in Yeshua, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chavav, says that Yeshua swore when they conquered Yericho and the walls fell, Ora ish asher lifnei Hashem, asher yakum ubanas ir azos, cursed is the man who rebuilds the city, es Yericho bebechori yisadena ubitziro yatsiv delaseha, that as he puts the plaster down, he'll lose his eldest son, and when he builds up the walls, he'll lose his youngest son, meaning he'll lose his children throughout the process of building. So it would seem that that's obviously a major problem, and there will be no heter of living in Yericho, because you don't want to get the curse of Yeshua. So the reason why Yeshua cursed this, the reason why Yeshua made it a prohibition to build Yericho up, so the Rambam in Mer Nevuchim Chelek Gimel Perek Nun writes, the reason for this is so that in order that the miracle of Yericho will be forever clear to anyone who sees it. The miracle of Yericho was that we circled Yericho and then the walls fell in their place. So in order to keep that miracle standing today, we want the walls to not be rebuilt. Once it becomes rebuilt and becomes like a regular city, no one's going to remember the miracle. There's another reason from the Aruch Lener and the end of Sanhedrin, but it's a funny reason. Maybe we'll deal with it at the end. However, the problem is the Rambam does not bring down this halacha. And in addition, there are many, many areas of Shas where it's clear that they did build Yericho up. If you look in Malachim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Hey, it describes the Nevi'im that were living in Yericho. And in Ezra, Perek Beis, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Nechemya, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, there's a Mishnah in Pesachim, Nun Hey, Amed Beis, there's a Gemara, Menachas, Ayin Aleph, Amed Aleph. There are many areas of Shas which seem to imply that there were Jews living in Yericho. And I saw an unbelievable teaching from the Ravid. The Ravid in Talmud in Perek Gimel, the Mishnah in Talmud says that there were certain things that were heard in Yericho, certain things that happened in the Beis Hamikdash that were heard in Yericho. Like the Mishnah says, when the doors were opening, you were able to hear the doors opening in Yericho. When the Kohanim were singing, the Levim were singing Shira, you could hear that happening in Yericho. So the basic understanding in the Mishnah is that it was so loud, it was even heard to that distance. The Ravid in Menachas writes in the name of his Rebbe, that's not true. It was only heard in Yericho and Yerushalayim. He says, "Mivnei shehi aschalas kivush Eretz Yisrael, k'may de trumas dagon sarach litraim ki nitrma Eretz Yisrael atzma." He says that there's a certain holiness that the city of Yericho has. That's the same way you have to separate truma, that you have to separate the certain fruits and dedicate them to Hashem, and there's a certain holiness and bikurim, there's a certain holiness to the first fruits. So to the first land, the first city that Eretz Yisrael was conquered by the Jews, was separated as holiness. That's why the Ravid says, Yeshua, in addition to saying you're not allowed to rebuild it, he also said you're not allowed to take anything from the city, no gold or silver. Everything was separated for Hashem, because there's a certain holiness that Yericho had. And that holiness that would manifest itself, that only Yerushalayim, only in Harabayis, and only in Yericho were you able to hear these things. So there's a certain holiness to the city, and maybe that's why historically a lot of Jews wanted to live there. So the question is, what are the heterim possibly to explain why historically Jews did live in Yericho, if Yeshua says you're going to lose your children? So I think that there are a couple possible explanations. The Meshech Chachma in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, writes, "The Amar Yehoshua Orur Ha'ish, V'dayek Ha'ish V'loy Hatzibar." The Meshech Chachma says that the whole issue is only if a singular person wants to live in Yericho. That's what Yeshua said, Orur Ha'ish. However, if the entire congregation of Jewish people wants to rebuild the city as a whole, then it's allowed. That's what he says. The Tzitzliezer and Chelek Yod Simen Beis Ois Hei also writes this from the author of the Sefer Shem Yishimen, that he also felt that the prohibition was only for an individual. However, if an entire congregation or community of Jews wants to rebuild the city, they are allowed to do that. The Tzitzliezer in Chelek Yud Aleph Simen Yud Beis continues that he quotes from the Sefer Sheiris Nefesh Chaya, Sheiris LeNefesh Chaya, that he felt that the whole prohibition, we explained before that the reason why you're not allowed to rebuild Yericho, the Rambam says Mor Nevuchim, is in order to keep the miracle forever clear that the walls fell down miraculously. So says the Sefer She'eris LeNefesh Chaya that the whole prohibition is not living there, it's rebuilding the walls. That's what he feels. Even though the pasuk doesn't say that, but that's what he says. Hicherim hirak al binyan hachoyma. The prohibition is only rebuilding the walls. However, if you were to live in the city but not rebuild the walls, then potentially it would be okay. The more, I think, commonly accepted heter, possibly, is this the Tesefta. The Tesefta in Sanhedrin writes, and it's brought down in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that there's two prohibitions. There's the prohibition of rebuilding Yericho and living in Yericho, even if you call it a different name, meaning let's say they decide they're going to live in Yericho but they're going to call it Chicago, that's a problem. And there's a separate prohibition of building a city outside of Yericho and calling it Yericho, meaning if you want to, you know, if you Jericho, if you want to just call a city in Tel Aviv Yericho, that's also not allowed. And the Tesefta and Sanhedrin says the following: Rishim ben Elazar Omer loyoyse bana lacheres bana umisha nivnisa hutra leishaba. It's describing the prohibition of living in Yericho, and it says misha nivnisa hutra leishaba, that once it was already built, now you can live in it. What the Tesefta is seemingly telling us is that you're right; you weren't allowed to rebuild Yericho. But once it was already built by other Jews historically, even though it wasn't allowed, now you're allowed to rebuild it. I mean, once it was done once, then it's over. Then the prohibition is over. The prohibition was only not to rebuild the city and not to live in the city. But once it was already inhabited and rebuilt once, then forever lo olam v'od its mother. That's what it seems the basic understanding of the Tesefta. And that's the that's the understanding of most achronim. However, the Shaila Meshiv in Madura Aleph Chelak Aleph Simin Kuf Chaf Gimel feels that the whole heter of the Tosefta, of once it's rebuilt, it's already mutter, then forever the prohibition leaves. He felt it was not describing the actual city of Yericho. It was describing the other concept, which is naming another city Yericho. Meaning, if I build a city in Tel Aviv and I call it Yericho, that's not allowed. On that, the Tosefta says, yeah, but if Jews already live there, then you can continue living there. However, the actual original city of Yericho, that you're not allowed to live in, even if it was already inhabited. That's the opinion of the Shaila Meshiv. However, many Achronim seem to not feel this way. The Meshech Chachma continues that he says not only are you allowed to live there once it was already inhabited, you're allowed to rebuild it if it was subsequently destroyed. In the original city of Yericho, if 1,000 years ago some Jews got together and decided to rebuild Yericho, even though it wasn't allowed, once it was already rebuilt, even if it was destroyed, you're allowed to rebuild it based on this Tosefta. That's the opinion of the Meshech Chachma. The Tzitz Eliezer also feels this way, and the Tzitz Eliezer feels that the heter of the Meshech Chachma possibly is the major heter that historically Jews are allowed to live in. And that's why he says also, that's why the Rambam doesn't quote this halacha, because by the time the Rambam wrote his Sefer, Jews had already lived in Yericho, so the prohibition was not relevant anymore. And the Rambam's not going to write something that was relevant 1,000 years ago, but not relevant anymore. And he says that's possibly why the Rambam omitted it. There's one more important teaching in the Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Yud Aleph, on page 35. He says he found a letter from Rav Chaim Berlin. The Rav Chaim Berlin did mention one important thing. He quotes this Torah Tamimah. He quotes the opinion of the Torah Tamima, that he says that once it was already rebuilt, you're allowed to live there. And therefore, Yericho itself, the actual original city, the biblical city of Yericho, possibly is not a problem anymore. However, Chaim Berlin did make a very valid point, and that is the prohibition of naming other cities Yericho is definitely still relevant today. So he says that's something you have to be very careful about, because you have especially these small yeshuvim in Eretz Yisrael, you have a lot of names. They're coming up with different names. They have a lot of small cities. To name it Yericho is a problem even today. And that prohibition it still stands, and there's no heter for that. We possibly have found the heter to living in Yericho, but to call another city Yericho, that prohibition still exists today. So Rav Chaim Berlin says it's something that everyone should try to be careful of. I guess the people who are in charge of the naming of the cities, that's something they have to be careful even today. Questions could be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.